Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
In Romans 12, verses 9 through 11, we find instruction regarding Christian love and shoe leather. The very practical ways that Christian love manifests itself in daily living. We've already examined a basic understanding of Christian love in verse 9, which says, "Let love be without hypocrisy, abhor what is evil, cleave to what is good." And now we are ready for the brotherhood priority of love. If verse 9 is a basic understanding of love, we come to the brotherhood priority of love in verse 10, which says, "Be kindly affectioned to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another." Here's another one another exhortation, and it would do us good to study carefully all the instructions, commands, exhortations in the New Testament that contain the phrase one another, because there's an awful lot of one anothering that God expects from His children, things that we are to do to one another. And I'm afraid that this particular emphasis in the Bible often is woefully neglected. But here's another one of those one another verses. "Be kindly affectioned to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another." And this teaches us what the nature of brotherly love is. It is kindly affectioned. That's a compound Greek word, which is philos storge, and it is made up of two Greek words, philos and storge. Philos is phileo, that's a more common word for love in the Greek language than the word agape that we saw in the previous verse. And philos is a warm, affectionate kind of love, an emotional kind of love. And storge is another word for love. This particular compound word is two words for love that are combined together. And storge means to love with a natural affection, such as a parent-child kind of affection. Be kindly affectioned one to another. That kindly contains the word kin, and that's the idea here. Christians are to demonstrate the kind of love one to another that would be normal in properly functioning families. It's unfortunate that we have to make the qualification properly functioning families, but we know in our day of dysfunctional families, a term that we hear quite often and describes a situation which is far too prevalent. But in dysfunctional families, sometimes there is not the kind of brotherly love, the tender affection, the normal kind of family love one for another that there ought to be. But in properly functioning families, there is a natural bond of affection from parents to children and vice versa, and from brothers to sisters and sisters to brothers, and right on throughout the extended family. And though that doesn't mean that everything is perfect by any means, I've never met the perfect family yet, have you? I've never met the family yet that didn't have any problems, any tensions, any difficulties, any embarrassments, any skeletons in the closet, any odd relatives, any embarrassing situations. Of course not. All families have those things, but nevertheless, there is a family bond, a family tie, a family responsibility, a family unit, a willingness to help one another within the family that exceeds usually our enablement and willingness to do that to strangers. And that's the idea here. Kindly affectioned, philos storge, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. So this whole verse is filled up with various shades of love, different words for love. Kindly affectioned, compound Greek word, philos storge, both of these words have the idea of love. Brotherly love, another compound word, same beginning word, philos, Delphia, Philadelphia. Brotherly love. We all know that the city of Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love. Comes straight from the Greek, straight out of the Bible. Philadelphia, that's what you have here. Philos, that same warm affection, and now as it manifests itself among brothers. And so the idea here is to love Christian brothers as if they were your blood brother. Be devoted with warm family affection to one another in a brotherly love. Because, as I've already said, we are usually devoted to our close family, we should be similarly devoted to our Christian family, and most especially our church family. It begins there. Again, we have a problem in our day in that the term Christian has been so widely applied and broadly claimed that it's obvious that many of the people who call themselves Christians really are not members of God's family by the new birth. We know that. But if we are properly related to a local church, as every true Christian ought to be, if you're not, something's wrong. If you're not, shame on you. If you're not, you should be. If you're not, you should remedy that. Don't start telling me all the reasons why you can't and why there is just no church available for you. Unless you are in an unusual situation, an unusually remote place, that's just not true. The problem is with your way of selecting churches, expecting the church to be perfect according to all of your requirements, when there is no such thing as a perfect church any more than you are the perfect member. It's the old boat moat beam problem, trying to judge others with the beam in your own eye. So as I tell people constantly, when you move into a new community, find the best church you can find and then become a part of it. You're not going to find a church exactly like the one you left. You'll find every church will have some things that are probably better and some things that are not as satisfactory as the church that you left. And it may be that if you left a very good church in your previous community, that you may have difficulty finding a church that has very many things at all that measure up to your previous church. That's a difficulty. I understand the difficulty. And I feel for people when they move to communities. I've seen people who've left a church, a good Bible-believing church, and have moved into a new community and have spent a couple of years and still come up short. Well, again, it depends on the community, but in some cases, I know that they are in communities that have good Bible-believing churches. And evidently, their criteria is just too narrow. They're expecting to find something exactly like something else. Well, that's not going to happen any more than if your mate dies, you're going to find another mate exactly like your previous one. Of course not. There is no such thing. If that's your criteria, you'll never get remarried. You'll never get remarried, and some people don't for that very reason. I'll never find anybody like Mabel. I'll never find anybody like Harry. No, you won't. You're exactly right. You'll never find anybody like Mabel. You'll never find anybody like Harry. They don't exist. You'll never find another church like the one that you left and loved. It doesn't exist. Every church is different, but every church that believes, teaches, and endeavors to practice the Bible is a God-honoring church. And you need to find the best one you can and get into it. Get in there and become a part of it. And we who are members of the family of God are a family. God is our Father. We are all brothers and sisters. We are united in a love that the world usually sees only in natural families at best, and oftentimes doesn't even see it there. But this ought to characterize the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember what Jesus said? By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. What was the this? That you have love one for another. That's what Paul is saying. Let love be without hypocrisy, abhor what is evil, cling to what is good, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, and honor giving preference to one another. And so how are Christians to love one another? With a warm family affection. How are Christians to love one another? With a God-given priority. This comes first. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference one to another. Christian ties are actually stronger than blood ties. You know that, don't you? Jesus taught us that. His mother and his brothers came to see him one time when he was teaching, and they expected, apparently, that he would just drop everything and rush out to talk to them. The word was passed through the crowd, your mother and your brothers are here. Implication, they take priority over this crowd of people that you're teaching. And Jesus looked around on his disciples, and he pointed to them, he gestured to them, and he said, here is my mother and brother and sisters, anyone who is doing my will, anyone who is listening to my word, anyone who is obeying my word, they are my brother and mother and sisters and brethren. And Christ made it clear that spiritual brotherhood takes preference over family ties. How are Christians to love one another? With a God-ordained particularity. Christians have a duty to discriminate between those who love God and those who hate Him. Back to verse 9 again. And when Christians deal with one another, this love must be of a special degree and more complete than when they are dealing with strangers or when they are dealing with those who are obviously enemies of God and strangers to the grace of God. We are to love one another with a special love, and we've got to work at it. It doesn't come as easily or naturally as we would like. It does come with the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. There is a God-given ability, a God-given desire, a God-given capacity, a God-given affection for other people in the family of God, but there are also those very human characteristics and foibles that sometimes put us off, and there doesn't mean we have a fondness for every member of the body of Christ equally. Some people we're just naturally drawn to, and some we are not, but we are to work hard at having a kindly, affectionate, brotherly love toward all those who give evidence of being true children of God. To live above with saints above, oh, that will be glory. To live below with saints we know, well, that's another story. Well, it's another story sometimes because we are not obeying the admonition of God's word. Be kindly affectioned to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another. May God help us to do it. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.